Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for the 21st of June, 2026. I'm getting some really interesting questions from people, and I have to admit, there's a big part of me that is very surprised. I don't know if our current social political climate is causing all this, but at least I'm getting some questions that are not pedestrian and mundane. This one comes from Len, L-E-N, yeah, and he lives in Washington State, and he says, how do I do goodness and mercy when I don't feel like it? Len, I understand how you feel about all of this. I get it. If we follow our emotions, if we listen to our passions, we're not going to feel like doing anything that strays away from the farm. You know, we're not going to do it. And the problem with us, all of us, is that we're far too inclined to live from the patterns of our emotionality. If we're looking for happiness, if we're looking for security, if we're looking for what's right over what's wrong, we miss our entire life. There's no way to balance. How do you balance? We're like on a tightrope. And if we go too far to the left, we fall. If we go too far to the right, we fall. So how do we walk the tightrope? And if we know we're walking one, emotionally speaking, it scares us deeply. And in that fear, we find ourselves reluctant to do anything that is absolutely eternal. This is what I have found. And I'm just going to share, Len, with you what I have found. This does not make it the Holy Grail. And maybe I'm wrong, or maybe this isn't for you. But here's what I have found for myself. I can't live by my emotions, my passions. Because if I do, then I'm living according to my ancestry. My mother, my father, their fathers, all of that. I don't want to live from the passions and the stupidity of the Penn family. So I don't live according to the hieroglyphics, shall we say, of my mentality, my emotional mentality. There's no such thing as emotional intelligence. People will tell you that, and people go, oh, good, I can be emotional and be intelligent. You can't. The only true intelligence comes from an unwavering sense of consciousness. And to achieve that consciousness, I must achieve a different lifestyle than the one I am living. As I tell my students, three things: simplicity, solitude, and silence. If they do not adopt that, if they do not understand that, they never mature. And we're not prone to maturing into our life. We are prone to living our living and having it all be emotional and psychological, but not living to go into our life. And there's a vast difference. If I am living just to survive, I will seek to be happy, Len. I will only be interested in being happy. If I seek to live into my state of life, I will not be looking to be happy. I will be looking for inner peace. And that inner peace has nothing to do with anything that Gregory Edward Penn wants anything to do with, because he just wants to be happy. In light of his genetic induction into this world through his body, his whole idea of being happy is just eat, drink, and be merry, that kind of thing. And one day, as Jesus talked about in his beautiful parable, one day your soul will be required of you. One day you will need something beyond what your happy can give you. Happiness is destroyed constantly in this world because it's ever-changing. It lives in impermanence, and it thrives in that. It would be better for us to follow the impermanence than to try to carve out our happiness through what we want and what we can believe in. Our ethnic background, our gender, all play a role in all of this. So when you start looking at your capacity as a human being, you will find you have very little capacity to make and sustain what is true happiness. True happiness is consciousness. It comes with it. When you have found true happiness, you've found peace. And when you have found peace, you have found true happiness. And this is only derived out of attaining to silence. The quieter you are, the less you reject right over wrong, good over bad. When you give up your preferences for what you want for your life and for your daily living, when you're willing to just go with the flow and watch, observe, cultivate a different kind of mind, not a mind that is trying to penetrate through all the rubble of the ugliness of humanity, but rather to find and understand the state of humanity and that it is a dead-end street. It is absolutely futile, and it will never change. So to come to that place where you can let love live you, not emotional, not passionate, but the state of love, you will find that everything is in its right place, that no matter what seat you have in the theater of your life, it's the right seat. And that's the one you need to live and move and grow from. This is what I have found for myself. I don't claim to be anything more than a spiritual being, and I can't even claim that when I think in terms of humanity and my own. We are more than human. We are the divine. But we don't have that divine when we're living strictly for the idea of happiness. Happiness is a real tricky thing. Because when Gregory Edward is happy, he is setting his life in disarray. When you and I are no longer interested in happy, but in finding that inner peace, that peace that passes all human understanding. When you understand what Jesus meant when he said, "My peace I give unto you, not as the world give I unto you." When you are not concerned about the peace of the world, but the peace that lives within you as love, as a state of consciousness. When you have found the stillness that goes beyond the serpitude of your thoughts, when you are able to feel beyond your emotions, that is when you have found goodness and mercy. And that must be a lifestyle. If you only want happiness, you will not seek that lifestyle of goodness and mercy. You just won't. It won't be anything that is relevant to your life as you see it. But when you are doing love, when you are seeking love, then you find that mercy and compassion are the natural outwork of consciousness. You will understand that goodness is not a thing. It is a state of being. And when you have found that state of being, much beauty will start to happen. And that's what it's all about, the beauty of a great love that lives within you and in everything in this world. I hope that helps you. And if you need anything more, again, just let me know. Len, I'm very grateful that you wrote me. Please, all of you, thank you for listening. And as always, forgive me. Namaste.